Blog Talk Radio.
Must have flown in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, when I feeling near as faded as my jeans. Mama thumbed a diesel down just before it rained. They rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bending, and I playing soft for Bobby sing the blues. Windshield wipers clapping timeline, holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that driver knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Yeah. And feeling gone was easy, Lord, when he sang the blues. Hey, feeling good was good enough for him. Mm-hmm. Good enough for me and my Bobby McGee. From the Kentucky coal mines to the California sun. Yeah, Bobby, he shared the secrets of my soul.
Rockies, and I have a lot of music to share with you tonight. I created this country radio show not only to share my music with my listeners and to create new fans and new listeners from throughout the world, hopefully, but also to share with you and highlight some of the independent country music artists like myself. I have people that are lined up to do interviews every Thursday. We're going to have this show for 1 hour, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Mountain Time, that's Denver time, and we have people lined up like Tammy Kendrick and Marty Dunn from Century 2 Records, I have Rachel Sefton from the Higher Ground Band. That's my country band here in Denver, Colorado. Pam Miller out of Nashville, Tennessee. Umpire Joe West, Ramona Diane, Bo Heatherly, and even a friend of mine named Ty Avolio. And I even secured Bo DePena. For those of you who are local around here, know how great Bo DePena is. So this radio show, hopefully you'll really enjoy the music and you'll start enjoying the learning about all the independent country music artists that are out there that aren't common home names, but should be, because they're really dang good. And hopefully you'll tune in and listen more to them. I would love to start the show with Higher Ground Band song called Poor Me.
Poor me. To get loud every time he had the chance. I always thought he was a simple-minded okie. Come to find out he was the king of karaoke. He was everything that a man should be. The problem was that it wasn't with me. Poor me.
Radio show. I'm your host, Julie Richardson, and a Nashville recording artist myself. I'm sitting here in beautiful Golden, Colorado. I want to mention that our show tonight is sponsored by John A's Restaurant off of Music Valley Drive. They're in Nashville, Tennessee. It's got a new look, a new menu, new drinks, new vibe to it. You need to check it out. It's on Music Valley Drive. It's right across from the Grand Ole Opry and the Opryland Hotel in Music Valley. So check it out. It's John A's Restaurant. That was the Higher Ground Band. That is my band here in Denver. And we've got a great group of people. My background vocalist is phenomenal. I'll be bringing her on Thursdays. She'll not only do you get to hear her singing in the Higher Ground Band, but she's done a few singles herself. She's an incredible singer. Her name is Rachel Sefton. And she's also from Tennessee. And I would love to share some of her music with you, but anything you hear from the Higher Ground Band, you're going to hear Rachel Sefton in the background, like this song called Down in Mississippi and Up to No Good.
Friday, payday, Lordy, gotta get away, had it with the wife, and living on the shoestring.
time and hit me twice. Cashing in the big chip, gonna leave a big tip. Hotter than a $2 pistol, baby, I'm on fire. So no, 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 if anyone asks, and not that they would, we'll be down in Mississippi, up to no good. So now if anyone asks, not that they would, we'll be down in Mississippi, up to no good. Yeah.
It's a Golden Country Radio Show. I'm Julie Richardson. I'm up in Colorado and down to no good. I have a caller on the line. I'm going to bring them on now. It looks like it's out of California. Hi,
hello
Ron,
there.
I'm
this
here.
Is Uncle Ron. How you doing, kiddo?
Hello, Uncle Ron. I'm good. I'm good. Thanks for tuning in. Are you enjoying
just
the show?
Really. I love that last song. It was great.
Oh, thank you. I have a great band here. I cannot complain. Very, very talented.
That's super. That's super. So,
yeah.
So Chris and I are standing here. We're listening to you. I had a hard time getting on the computer, which I technically challenged, but I'm listening to you on the phone. Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, you can hang on, and I'll just put you on mute, and you can listen to the whole show. In fact, if you're having trouble, then it's 845-277-9314, you can just call in and I can put you on hold and you can hang on there. So
that'd
good to
great.
Hear from you.
That'd be super.
All right. Well, hang in there. We'll keep playing our favorite.
Fantastic, Julie. You're doing a great job, dear. Love you.
Oh, love you too. Thanks, guys.
You bet. Take care now.
That was my Uncle Ron from San Rafael, California, Marin County. Beautiful Marin County. Love going out there. It's absolutely beautiful. I haven't been able to travel in a while, but as soon as I can, I'm going out there. I'm going to go visit Tiburon and Angel Island and all my favorite spots and, of course, hang out by my uncle's pool and relax. I talked about Rachel Sefton before that song, and she was my background vocalist. She did this next song for us, and I'd love to have you listen to it. It's called My Church.
I cussed on a Sunday, I cheated and I lied, I've fallen down from grace a few too many times, but I find holy redemption when I put this car in drive, roll the windows down and turn up the dial. Can I get a thank you.
that's Rachel Sefton. She's part of my Higher Ground band who was backing her up. I was actually singing background vocals as best as I could. John Defoe on drums with my band. Bill Rich on the keys. Roger Hughes is my lead guitarist. Jack Ryder on bass. Rick Gottschalk on the steel guitar, rhythm guitar. Nerea Alonzo is on the fiddle. And, of course, Rachel Sefton, lead vocals. Again, you're listening to the Golden Country Radio Show. I'm your host, Julie Richardson. And I am an actual award-winning Nashville recording artist. I recorded quite a few songs out there. I was signed originally by Midnight Special Productions and Records with Marty Martell, and then more recently with Century 2 Records out of Nashville under CEO Alan Carl, who is also an extremely talented artist. I would love to play some Tammy Kendrick for you. She's out of Georgia. She was also on Century 2 Records. I believe she's still on Century 2 Records, signed with them, and she's a singer-songwriter. She does shows all over, and I would love to introduce you to her. If you haven't heard her, you need to check it out. Her name is Tammy Kendrick. This is her recent release. It's called Just Because I'm a Woman.
I can see by the way you look at me, and I'm sorry that I'm not the woman you ought I'd be. Yes, I've made my mistakes, but listen and understand, my mistakes are no worse than yours, just because a woman. Reputation. But when he wants to marry, well, that's a different situation. He'll just walk off and he'll leave her to do the best she can while he looks for an angel to wear his wedding band.
Kendrick, that is classic country, folks. She's with Century 2 Records, incredible, talented lady. I've invited her to be on my show. She's going to come on a Thursday, and I get to interview her. We share the love of Loretta Lynn, and I want to share some of the music that Tammy has done. She's an incredible woman out of Georgia. And that was her song that was just released called Just Because I'm a Woman. I have some people that have actually written in to me all from all over the place, and they have questions for me. If you have a question for me that you'd like me to answer on the air, my email address is all one word, waitinthetruck, W-A-I-T, waitinthetruck at msn.com. It's kind of a long story behind it, but it has something to do with a Dolly Parton concert that I got the idea for that email address. And I'd like to do some Dolly Parton for you. This is Jolene. Having listeners say that there's some cutting off and some interruptions. I'm not sure if that's the internet connection. Seems to be okay on my end, but I'm thankful that you're still listening in. To get back to Sarah in New Mexico wrote in, and she said, how did you get your start in Nashville? And that is a long story, but I'll try and make it quick. It was a lot easier than going into acting. Let's just put it that way. No, I'm just joking. I packed up the car. And with everything that I could carry, and I went out to Nashville. I had no job, no contacts, and nowhere to stay. And within a week, I had a beautiful brand new apartment that I was renting. I had three jobs, including the Wild Horse Saloon downtown Nashville. And I had a record contract with Midnight Special Records. And I got my start through that. I started sending in songs that I had done at FTM Studios here in Denver. And I caught the eye of Marty Martell and the ear of Marty Martell, and he brought me in, and we did our first CD. And this next song was my first number one on the independent country music chart. It's called It Ain't Easy Being Easy.
Sure. Surely you can sit down a while. Maybe you can even smile. And I'll try to pretend that you love me again. But it might take me a little while. I know you'll be holding me tight. And you'll know when the moment is right. When I was broken in two, it was all because of you. But baby, I need you tonight. But it ain't easy, no. You're the one who took my heart and my soul. Walked away and left me out of control. It ain't easy being easy, no. No, it ain't easy when you're needing someone. And it ain't easy being under the gun.
That was Crying Kind of Man. That is on my first CD produced by Midnight Special Records and Marty Martell. It's called Defining Moments. In fact, you can find all of my CDs and my book, and you can read all about me, and you see all the gallery and the great people I've had the opportunity to meet in my career in Nashville and all over singing at my website, which is julierichardsonmusic.com. I hope you'll check it out. But that was off my first CD called Defining Moments. I have another question that came in from Monica from Virginia. She says, where was your music? Well, if I could read it. What was the place that you performed that you were the most excited to play? I would have to say, honestly, when I first started, I was the most excited to play the Loretta Lynn Ranch out of Hurricane Mills, Tennessee. I had idolized Loretta Lynn. I watched the Sissy Spacek.
There's your picture by my bed. I'm gonna leave it where it is. 'Cause if I tear it up tonight, my heart will know that something's just not right between me and you. I'm gonna lie here in and pretend you're in my arms, and if I can keep from crying out your name, then my heart will think you're here beside me, and things will still the same.
You're listening to the Golden Country Radio Show. I'm host Julie Richardson. I got cut off there for a few minutes. Sorry about that. This is a brand new show and working out the kinks and trying to figure out the internet and so forth. Hopefully you heard that song. It was called How Do I Break It to My Heart? It was actually co-written by Trisha Yearwood, and I know that's a name that you've heard. And I was able to sing that song at the Midnight Jamboree at the Troubadour Theater there in Nashville Music Valley. Just after the Grand Ole Opry, I was able to do the Midnight Jamboree and sing that wonderful song. Speaking of the Grand Ole Opry, across the street is a restaurant that sponsored me tonight. It's called John A's Restaurant. They have a new menu, new food, new vibe, new look. They're on Music Valley Drive. It's called John A's, and it is waiting for you. They're open Thursdays through Sundays right now. Love to see you in there. Take a look and see what you think, and let me know. But they've sponsored the show. I appreciate that. And I would love to share with you a song that I did at the Loretta Lynn Ranch that I actually won an award for. It is a beautiful song originally done by Jesse Coulter, and it's called I'm Not Lisa.
And smooth, it's where I
By the Higher Ground Band, our version of it. And the one before that, I'm Not Lisa. That's the one that I did at the Loretta Lynn Ranch and won an award for that. But also, it is on my CD called Bringing It Home, which won the Rural Roots Classic Country CD of the Year in 2017. And again, you can find that on my website at www.julierichardsonmusic.com. The next song I'd love to play for you and share with you actually went to platinum with over 2 million downloads. And it is with Cowboy Joe West. He's also known as the Major League Baseball umpire Joe West. As you know, if you watch baseball in the game with the Nationals and the Blue Jays, he got an accidental bat on the side of the head and had to leave the game because he couldn't stop bleeding and got stitches. So I sure hope, my thoughts and prayers out to Joe West, and hopefully he's doing well. We did this song together. It's called You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma.
There's a full moon over Tulsa. I hope that it's shining on you. The nights are getting colder. Oh, Cherokee County, there's a blue northern passing through. I remember green eyes and a rancher's daughter, but remembering is all that I do. Losing you left a pretty good cowboy with nothing to hold on to. Sundown came and I drove to town to drink a drink or two. You're the reason God made Oklahoma. You're the reason God made. I work 10 hours. thinking of you all day.
I got a calico cat and a two-room flat on a street in West LA.
You're the reason God made Oklahoma. You're the reason God made Oklahoma. And I'm sure missing you. And I'm sure
Joe West and myself, Julie Richardson, with You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma. It went platinum. You can also find it on the TouchTunes jukebox at your favorite local establishment. Hopefully you'll play it. It was quite an honor to be able to sing with him, and I've got plenty of stories behind that. I'd like to give a shout-out to my fans in Nashville, Tennessee that I know are listening, Dana and Harriet Huffstutter. Thanks for tuning in. Good friends of mine. I appreciate you guys listening. Please spread the word about the show. This is the Golden Country Radio Show. It's brand new. It's the first night, and I am the host, Julie Richardson. The show was created to not only share my music, but to start shedding light on some of the independent country music artists out there, such as Tammy Kendrick that you heard tonight, Rachel Sefton. I've got Ty Avolio coming, Bo DePena, Bo Heatherly, Marty Dunn. We got an all-star lineup, Pam Miller out of Nashville. So hopefully you'll listen in again next week. Again, it's 6:30 to 7:30 Mountain Time. I'm in Gold, Colorado. I'd love to hear from you. Email me at waitinthetruck@msn.com or visit my website at www.julierichardsonmusic.com. I'm going to play another great Higher Ground Band song for you. It's called All Jacked Up.
Thank you.
Radio show. I'm your host, Julie Richardson, and I sure appreciate you taking your time this evening to be with me and to enjoy the music, and I hope you'll tune in again next Thursday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Mountain Time. And again, we're going to be bringing on some great independent artists like Tammy Kendrick and Pam Miller and Joe West and Marty Dunn, and hopefully you'll be listening in for their interviews and to hear more of their music. And if you want to hear more of mine, you can go to julierichardsonmusic.com. Again, thanks for listening. I'm going to leave you with a Higher Ground Band tune called Country Roads. Julie Richardson with the Golden Country Radio Show. I want to thank you so much for listening in tonight. I really appreciate it. I hope to have you back here again. Same place. I'll be sending out the links. But it's 6:30 to 7:30 Mountain Time. And I hope you've enjoyed the music. We're going to have lots more from not only from my band and from myself and some acoustic music with Roger Hughes on guitar, but also going to bring in independent country artists like myself that deserve to be heard. And I was thrilled to introduce them to you because I really think that you're going to love their music. I'm big fans of them, and I can't wait to share that. So tune in every week. We're going to have interviews. We're going to have music from other people as well. And check out my website. Check out my book. It's John A. Hobbs, The Life and Times of Music Valley's Visionary. And keep sending those questions. I enjoyed answering some of them tonight. If you could send them to waitinthetruck@msn.com, that would be great. Also, if you know of somebody that has good music, is very talented, needs their stuff out on the radio, please send it my way. Otherwise, stay well, have a wonderful evening, and we'll see you next week. So long until then.